It's time now to slow the flow. I've got Dan Denning here, the water conservation manager for the city of Bend, with your WaterWise tip of the week. What does that mean, slow the flow?
We're talking about irrigation, you know, and the greatest waste of water in lawn and landscape irrigation comes from watering too much and too fast. So it's not really straightforward or apparent, you know, how quickly or how many gallons per minute our irrigation sprinklers are putting out, unless we look into it or just, you know, are in that realm of knowledge and know this. So for those that don't know, instead of watering, let's say 20 consecutive minutes or 15 minutes or whatever your runtime is, let's run our sprinklers in 4 5-minute sessions. Most controllers will have 3 to 8 start times available, so it's, you're able to split these run times up. And what this does is it allows that water to soak into the soil, minimizes the surface runoff, and this is what we call in the industry cycle and soaking.
And then, right? How long in between these cycles are you doing this?
So it depends on how compact or what type of soil you have. So like in the valley where they have clay soil, it could be like a half an hour. Here we have pretty sandy soils, so all we're trying to do is give that water time to infiltrate. So, you know, if we don't have excessive compaction or anything, it could be as little as like 5 to 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Right? But the point is, you don't want to over-inundate it all at once, right? So a good way to do that, actually, since you asked, is, you know, turn it on for, let's say, 10 minutes. And just time how long it takes before you see water running off onto the sidewalk or the curb, right? And then, you know, that's your max runtime, okay? And then, you know, wait 10 minutes and turn it on again. And if you don't get runoff right away, there you go.
There's,
you
know, your time.
So there's ways to figure it out, but it's going to be slightly different for everyone. But the theory and the practice is the same. And this is a good strategy to apply water efficiently. You know, avoid water waste, avoid, you know, water waste violations, because this time of year, we're looking for that kind of stuff. You know, we're looking for water running down the gutters, you know, getting down ADA ramps, that sort of thing. So don't forget, July is Smart Irrigation Month. We've got our social media campaign and giveaways going on this week. Learn more about all this and more helpful tips at our website, waterwisetips.org.
All right, Dan, thanks for coming in. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Dave.